Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Calbot says, glorious Samhain to all. Samhain, I have no idea what that is. Is that a equivalent of Halloween? It's been Halloween in Canada today, I believe. I've not distributed candies this year. I thought if I don't display any pumpkin, the kids will leave me alone, and it worked. My tactic for hiding totally worked. There was not a single child who knocked on my door. I'm just chilling. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Yesterday I had a debate, and there was a super chat during the night. Frame Games and Ye Body Comedy says, you don't get it, JF. We just need an unprecedented worldwide transformation of normies into hippie philosophers, then we'll know what gene edits will / won't lead to TRP. Much easier than enforcing laws. Why do you think there is some people... So that is the end of his sentence. I think he's being comedic here, sarcastic, because he's referring to the debate of yesterday, where basically Pedo Panda here was arguing against me that... He was saying that we will know what to do. We will know how to guide this technology. He was advocating for taking control of this technology, and we will know how to lead to a unified consciousness, communist type of end. And he was absolutely out there with self-consistent arguments of the presuppositionalist type. But converted, instead of proving God with it, he was trying to prove that he could master CRISPR. It was a terrible debate. It was painful to go through because he would not engage. And so all I had to do really is look like the only guy in this debate who was talking about facts. And I think I succeeded pretty well. But what do you want to say to a guy who's like, well, the truth, you know, it's like the truth is circular and it's a beginning, but there's an end to it. And then it reconnects to itself. And then the end is the beginning. And so we'll know exactly what to do with genetic editing. It's what the fuck are you talking about? And I've retained myself for the whole night. I didn't insult him. And at the very end, he tells me, I won't read JF's book because I think it's too much in the particular. I think I'm only interested in books about my circular truth. And I was like, you fucking schizo fool who doesn't want to learn. I'm leaving. Bye. And I said bye to Andrew and I left. Listen, there's nothing to be done with these guys. They just don't care about not knowing. They don't know. They know that they don't know the consequences of their action. They know that they don't even have a case for having any sort of control over what happens with genetic editing. They still want to do it because truth is circular. God is truth. Truth is God. Circle, end of beginning, beginning of the end, per minds, logic, future, JF, stop. Stop abstracting the per thought. What the fuck is this even an argument for? Dino Logovic says, it is so lonely at the top. The entire world is made of stupid people. And here you have one of those who's arguing for controlling a method that even someone with 20 IQ points above this guy would have no idea what he's doing. This guy is arguing for it. It's unbelievable. Mama JF says, lol, the ambulance. Yeah, sometimes we do hear ambulance noise. That's because I keep the window open because it's getting hot in the studio because we're heating with logs that are burning. And on top of it, there's the lights, the cameras, and the microphone amplifiers. This creates a lot of heat, so I really like this extremely cold breeze coming from the window. John Drake says, I knew this guy hadn't read TRP. I mean, this would be excusable if you're outside the field, but TRP is a book that fully addresses the transhumanist of today, that tells them, here's what's dangerous about your stuff. And they don't want to read this book. It's like, at some point, people are just going to have to let these people live in their parallel worlds. And, you know, if they become dangerous, just take the proper methods to stop the danger. But what else do you want? So they won't even consult the argument. They don't care because they have elevated this future view of humanity as the only political goal worth pursuing and as a kind of god in and of itself. Someone during the night sent me this talk by Frank Salter, Multicultural Strategy for Majority. It's good to see Frank Salter because, believe it or not, I've read this guy's book. I've read this guy's article for many years now, maybe 10 years that I know about this guy. And I had never really seen him in video. Maybe I've seen some pictures, but I didn't expect him to look like this at all. He looks like a gentleman, an English gentleman. I don't know why, but I was imagining more a wrestler type. I had this view of Frank Salter, super muscular. I don't know why, but sometimes when you read an author, you end up imagining a version of themselves. And I didn't know at all that he looked like this, and he speaks in a super classical English manner. It's really good to hear what he thinks of the current strategy for white nations, basically, what he calls the Anglophones of Australia.
...is one reason for majority identitarians to adopt multiculturalism. An analogy is tax law. Individuals and small companies are advised to adopt tax minimization methods that are being used by large corporations. The latter have the advantage of sophisticated legal advice and lobbying power to win favour with government. Small business entities can share these privileges by huddling in the shadows of giants. In that case, to prosecute the small fry requires the authorities to go after the large corporations, which is a more difficult task.
So he's saying little corporations sometimes will just surf on the waves created by large corporations because they cannot do expenses as much as the big ones. They will just use the same tax strategy that was developed by the bigger guys, and they will kind of hide in the shadow of the bigger guys. And he says white people could do basically this. You know, there's the multiculturalism rising. There's going to be various minorities that are very used to push for their ethnic interest. So we can treat these political minorities as big corporations that have been trained to use arguments of a certain kind, which is not allowed or taboo to use for white people. And then we can slip under their shadow and start using similar arguments, saying, hey, if you're going to advocate for the interest of black people, why can't I advocate for the interest of white people? So it's a strategy. I think it's great that there is this. And I saw that this was coming from a website called British Australian Community. And this seems to be the conference that was inaugurating this organization. So the idea of having an ethnically centered group of British Australians, so basically white English Australians, getting together and understanding their political interest as Anglo-Australians. So I think it's a great thing that this exists. He may not be as black-pilled as me, because personally, let me tell you, the system is there to reject these attempts. You're going to use good arguments from the black community, but they're not going to let you get away with it. They're going to call you a white supremacist. Now, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can definitely follow your strategy while ignoring the insults. But the big problem is the insults will work with the normies. The hit pieces will affect normie perception. They will affect crowds. They will affect shadow banning on the internet. So we have so many problems that I have difficulty being as strategic as Frank Salter, because I'm like, any political project will ultimately fail until we are such a minority that we're no more dangerous. But at 60% white, the people who have destroyed Western civilization will not let you get away with a good argument. Now, Frank Salter, to this, basically his answer in the conference is, we have to appeal to the Australian sense of fairness. Again, that is extremely white-pilled. There is no fairness. That is the problem. I mean, we've seen it in the debate yesterday. People are just stupid. People will just spout stuff that sounds okay, and they will go with it. So it's very hard for me to dream like Frank Salter he says that he dreams of a political figure that would rise and start defending white people explicitly rather than implicitly. I want this to happen. It makes sense logically. I disagree with nothing in what he's presenting, but pragmatically, I don't think it can work. Because there is so much hostile forces fighting against this happening. We're talking about basically multi-billion-dollar business in just not letting this happen. Consciousness of people's whiteness in Western civilization. They will let it happen when we're 10% of the population, but it won't happen before. But it's excellent that still there is this networking opportunity, the British-Australian community. I want them to get together. I want them to create a world in which... And he's talking about withdrawing, about reconcentrating in cities. Very important. Create cities that are at the image of what people expect of society. And then the contrast will appear to everyone. Everyone will eventually want to live in that city. So I think that long term, this is what we need to do, absolutely. someone was sending me this video and asking me what I thought about it. It's a vaccine, what is claimed to be vaccine-induced kinds of hallucination that seem extremely specific. And I had seen this video before. I hadn't brought it on the show because I'm not sure it's the vaccine. But entertaining the hypothesis, it's interesting. And in any case, it's an interesting question why these people all have the same pattern in their hallucination. They start looking to their right. And then they start raising their arm like this. And then their whole body just turns constantly toward the right. And then they're fighting like something is attacking them or something. So look at this. It's been caught by multiple CCTV cameras, and it's quite specific as a disorder.
What you're looking at now is footage from security cameras that shows people suffering from the effects of some mysterious attack on their bodies.
See the constant rotation toward the right? We'll see how it starts.
In every case, it follows the same pattern. The affected
looks
person
to the right.
Stops what they're doing. And looks around as if they hear something, slowly turning
rotation,
their head.
Then rotation,
they
rotation.
Start flailing their arms and legs, kicking and thrashing
combat,
like they're
some
fending
kind of aggression.
Off some invisible attacker.
Continues. Notice how he continues rotating right, even when he's on the floor. So it's not a spatially located hallucination. It's an hallucination that follows his right view field constantly.
By collapsing on the ground.
And then they collapse, they completely lose control.
Writhing and twisting.
Well, yeah, I mean, Purple Tuna says that's not hallucinating, JF, it's an epileptic seizure. I'm getting there. But there is some element of an hallucination. I know it's not schizophrenic, psychotic hallucination, but there is, they are behaving in a way such that that leads me to believe that they are seeing some flash or something. Okay, but I understand what you mean. Now, I'm going to get to the hypothesis of what this is. And yes, I do believe that seizure is a totally decent totally decent hypothesis.
Twisting and uncontrollable spasms. The incidents of this bizarre and frightening new malady have come out of nowhere, and now it's being captured by CCTVs around the world. Now, to be fair, it's not clear if this vaccine death spiral is linked to the CCP injections. But when you consider the alarming number of other gruesome side effects from this vaccine, it's not hard to believe. As far as we can tell, this has never been witnessed before. And if that's the case, then we have to consider...
See, already two full body rotation here. And same thing with the arm right here.
What could be responsible? Now let's think. What's the biggest new variable the world has seen in the last 2 years?
Same thing, slightly high toward our right, points the arm.
Well, if you're not a brain-dead member of the branch COVIDian Fauci cult, then the answer is simple. Nearly 70% of the world
has submitted
to the COVID injections. That's 5.3 billion people
collapse, whose
bodies are now struggling to adapt and overcome the so-called vaccines.
Okay, so yes, I believe that seizure is a potential explanation for this. Seizure, some kind of damage, mechanical damage to the brain, or seizure being basically an activation, an uncontrollable activation of a focal point of the brain. Like focal in the sense of being a point a little bit like the size of a quarter, maybe, of the spot of the brain that suddenly starts lighting up in uncontrollable ways. That is what a seizure is. That's how it starts. Eventually, the whole brain follows the waves of contraction, the waves of neural excitation and inhibition from that region. So the question then is, seizures have this feature where they happen in a focal point, and the focal point where they happen in the brain will determine what your symptoms are. I believe that this looks like potentially a seizure of the parietal cortex, potentially the left part of the parietal cortex, perhaps with some overlap with the motor cortex. In the parietal cortex, there is something critical happening, and it's spatial reconstruction of visual stimuli, and they're linked to action. So the first thing that we notice is that there are two components. There is an attention shifting movement, which is the looking to the right, and there is the movement of the right arm, a kind of protective movement of some kind, or maybe a grasping or reaching movement. Go away, says Jeff. These videos have been debunked. These people are being exposed to nerve gas. That doesn't sound like the debunk. It sounds like the conspiracy of what happened. If you have any evidence that they are being exposed to nerve gas, I'm willing to look at it. But I think you're trolling there. So you have in the left parietal cortex, you have a reconstruction of the mostly the right visual space and the kind of the space to your right. So if you had an activation of some neurons or a special inhibition of this of a group of neurons there, you would expect that someone could be experiencing that these people may be experiencing that something is coming at them toward the right, and therefore they have the appropriate reaction, which triggers their movement of the right arm. Another possibility is that the areas of the motor cortex are relatively close to the parietal cortex, and the movement of the right arm may not be caused by the visual hallucination and its reaction to it. They may simply be caused by the fact that the seizure hits both onto the parietal cortex and overlaps a little bit with the motor cortex. Those are possibilities. Whether it's the vaccine causing this or not, it's most likely seizures. And the question is there a mechanism through which the vaccine could cause seizures? And is this the vaccine at play in these cases? This will be an untraceable question, very hard to answer. So my answer would be, maybe, you know, you can cause seizures with issues of blood circulation. So if the vaccine was to do something like like a brain vessel popping or a brain vessel not functioning normally, you could very well have an induction, a kind of mechanic or oxygen-based or blood-based induction of a seizure. But it could also be just random seizures that are captured on camera. And just because people have more attention toward special kind of symptoms, because they're alarmed at the possibility that the vaccine may be causing this, they are more attentive, and we ended up catching a lot in the last year because there's a lot of people more attentive to it. So I'm totally agnostic on whether it's the vaccine causing this. Breaking: Viva Frey locked out of Twitter after raising questions about Pelosi attack. In leftist circles, alleged attacker David DePape has been characterized as a far-right extremist, but local reports and neighbors tell a different story. What is the tweet for which Viva Frey is getting a suspension for? A 16-tweet thread with himself explaining everything that happened before police release body cam footage or disclose where they found DePape's clothing. And Matt Gaetz accuses others of conspiracy theories / disinformation. Massive events will generate massive discussion, period. What is the violation of a Twitter rule here? The fact that he mentioned where was the clothing of DePape, is that a misinformation case? He's not even saying he was naked. He's saying, where was his clothing? The answer to this question could very well be, his clothing was on his body. Purple Tuna says, Jeff, you said 30 to 60 seconds of not breathing can result in brain damage. How can I hold my breath for over 60 seconds and not even lose consciousness? You can't. I mean, you have these people specifically training for this who do deep dives, and they want to do it without masks, without oxygen, without tuba. And with some amount of training, you can push that border to maybe, I think the crazy world records were maybe, what was it, two minutes to 5 minutes, something in that range. But these people, they have all sorts of equipment to save them if they fall unconscious, and they have specialized techniques to reduce the consumption of oxygen in their body. So they basically go into an hibernation mode, and they're capable of putting themselves into that mode. So for the normal human, there is no way you're going to fall unconscious, because if you are deprived of breathing, of 10 seconds of blood to the brain, really, that's basically the rear naked choked timing, 10 seconds or less, 7 seconds, 5 seconds can suffice. You're going to go unconscious. It's the way the brain protects. It's the way the brain finds to reduce your oxygen consumption, and it's kind of the last hope. If you go unconscious and you are continuing the cut of the oxygen to your brain, then you will be brain damaged. Strange Channel says, Wim Hof's method will allow you to exhale completely and still not feel an urge to breathe after 2 minutes. I've done it myself. I don't recommend it. Oh yeah, I don't recommend these things at all. Very dangerous. Don't deprive your brain of oxygen. You're playing with the limits of its capacity to survive, and you're talking about very little time before it's damaged. Roger James says, that time can't be correct. As a teenager, we taught ourselves to hold our breath over 2 minutes. We held contests to see who could stay underwater longer. 2 minutes? I didn't remember precisely. That's why I said it's somewhere in the range of 2 to 5 minutes. It seems to me that 2 to 5 minutes is a reasonable range. Someone on the chat was saying 10 minutes or so. Maybe it is. I do not mean to say that I know this number precisely. That's exactly why I gave a large range. I have no clue. But I know that there are people who go for the world records of this, but it's not something I would want to do or something that you should do. You shouldn't. John Drake says, how can these deep sea divers go down for 10, 15 minutes? Well, it's a combination of trick. I think they are pumping themselves. Is it possible that they are pumping themselves with 100% O2 before they dive? And then it's a Zen approach where they basically know how to tell their body to just shut down any sort of energy consumption. And they have this old meditation type of approach to reducing their consumption. Cloud Warmer says, JF, I arrived late. Have you addressed your debate yesterday? You must be commended for being able to maintain composure debating someone who exists in another dimension. Yes. I did comment, so you can rewind to the beginning if you'd like to hear about it. So no idea what would be the reason. I mean, at this point, Twitter is just continuing with its policy, which is, in electoral times, do whatever you can to help the Democrats. Unbelievable that they continue doing this while Elon Musk is holding their jobs in the balance. Musk to charge Twitter blue checks $20 per month will give a 90-day grace period. Elon Musk is about to overturn the entire dynamic on Twitter if a Sunday report from The Verge proves to be true. So it's all speculation because there's no official announcement. But according to this Verge article, Twitter is planning to start charging $20 per month for verification. I love this because it exposes what the left has done with Twitter. They came late to Twitter. We were on Twitter way before the left was there and the mainstream and the elite of journalism. Way before they were there, we were already building our Twitter accounts. I'm born on Twitter, you know. This is in parallel to the growth of my Twitter account. I became a personality on the internet. But across the years, the blue check mark came in. And the blue check mark at the beginning was to really just highlight a few people who were very well known. And eventually there was fighting to get the blue check marks to have this kind of social approval. And it's what the blue check mark has become. It has become a kind of public confession of Twitter's willingness to favor the journalistic elite, the mainstream media, and it became this symbol of elitism. I love that Elon Musk is taking back that symbol and that they're going to be shamed with it for as long as you want to pay $20 for it. And I would totally pay it because I would pay it if Elon Musk restores free speech on Twitter and he unbans people. I'm totally fine with giving Elon Musk money. And I think that at some point we've seen enough of being deprived of existence on the internet that we realize that it's worth something. It's worth money. The fact that we can express ourselves and the fact that we are entrusting a corporation to protect our right to free speech. The same way if you're entrusting McDonald's to make your burger. If I'm trusting Elon Musk to defend free speech on the internet, I'm totally willing to give him $20. Now, I think that it's not really what Elon Musk is planning. I think that The Verge misrepresents. I don't think Elon Musk is planning to charge $20 for verification. I think Elon Musk wants to charge $20 for Twitter Blue. And this will be expanded service and mostly crap, really. And he's going to give the verification badge to anyone who happens to buy Twitter Blue. So I don't think it will be marketed as you're buying the Twitter check mark. But you will lose the Twitter blue check if, according to this report, you would lose your blue check mark if you stop paying. I love this. I love this because I want to be on a platform where these entitled SJW journalists with 50 times less followers than me, they don't get to get their blue check because they don't deserve it. Right now, the problem is you write one or two articles per year in a mainstream newspaper, Twitter gives you the blue check mark. But no one gives a shit that you're the real Sarah McLachlan, you know, that you, you're the real Jonathan Dausenhauer. Who is this? I mean, you're the real writer of The Atlantic who wrote about the protest against the behavior of Amazon against unions. Wow, blue check mark. I think that having people pay for it will make a fair playing field, and I'm totally in for this. Now, the quartering doesn't seem to agree with me. It was saying there's not enough added value for $20 to be justified. I think he's right. The Twitter blue is not worth $20. But what's worth $20 is having a fair platform, a fair playing field. And if Elon is willing to do this, I'm willing to reward him with $20. Aquanode says, JF, have you commented on the speculation of Liz Truss, ex-UK PM, cell phone being hacked by Russia to reveal evidence of UK involvement in Nord Stream bombing? I don't have a specific source on end. Yes, I wanted to talk about this tonight. I don't see it as particularly solid as a story, which is why I've not covered it in the last few days. But it's done. So the claim is that Liz Truss would have texted Antony Blinken after the Nord Stream attack. And the claim comes from Kim.com on Twitter. Of course, the guy who has been involved in a website that was doing file piracy and eventually was fled the US to live somewhere. Is it in Korea or something like this? Anyway, he went to Asia to survive and not be prosecuted by the US. So he's a fighter of the internet, we could say, I guess. So he says, how do the Russians know that the UK blew up the Nord Stream pipeline in partnership with the US? Because Liz Truss used her iPhone to send a message to Secretary Blinken saying it's done a minute after the pipeline blew up and before anybody else knew. But see, he has an interrogation mark. He has an interrogation mark after his statement. iCloud admin access rocks. So that doesn't look to me like a factual report. He's asking the question. And a lot of other media, less maybe not so much trustable media, have taken that claim and have reported it as fact. Now, it's interesting. It's an interesting hypothesis. But do we have any evidence that she actually said it's done? I want to see the files, I want to see the evidence, I want to see the pictures. I will not believe that she said so until I see these things. So I'm putting this story on the side as, for now, a hypothesis. Puzim says, isn't he in New Zealand? Maybe he is. Oh yeah, his website was Mega Upload, I remember now. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite platform to receive support for the show. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. A very good text at Zero Hedge. Below is my column in the New York Post on the media meltdown over the Musk takeover at Twitter. The column again suggests a way for Musk to make a clean break from the censorship culture and apparatchiks at Twitter, the First Amendment option. Now, he seems to be very conscious of the obstacles in the road. among other things, this is unbelievable. Hillary Clinton called on foreign governments to step in and pass laws that would force Twitter to continue to censor opposing views. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern recently repeated this call for global censorship at the United Nations to the applause of diplomats and media alike. Your politicians in the US, bound by the First Amendment, cannot oppress Twitter, cannot control Twitter, except through indirect means. So they're asking the politicians of other countries, go ahead, pick a fight with Twitter, because we can't fight them. There's the First Amendment in our country. But do it in France, do it in England, do it here and there. And if Elon doesn't follow your rules, just ban his domain from your country. It's so disgusting that these people are making a note to the Constitution when they start serving the state, but then they're willing to use a detoured way to combat the Constitution. Absolutely scandalous to me. Now, this is the problem that Musk finds himself against. If Musk decides to go the First Amendment option, then what? Then the app stores, Europe goes after him, then what? Suppose that he's stubborn and he continues. Banned from App Store, banned from Europe, then what? Maybe there will be a culture of underground VPN connections to Twitter, but will we have Twitter as a central place for discussions worldwide? I don't know. Perhaps the approach of Elon Musk could be, we're going to delete tweets that are problematic based on the rules that we will agree upon, but we're not going to overtly punish people too hard, like banning their account permanently. That could be an option. So you do lose your tweet, but you never lose your Twitter account. That could be a viable option. Personally, I don't disagree with this option. You know, to me, the big problem of censorship has always been that they don't just want the censorship. They want to crush you. They want to crush you personally. They want to crush your business on the internet. They want to create an uneven playing field. Now, if we were down to, okay, our only censorship we will do is delete your tweet, that might be digestible, especially if the rules get a little looser and we're allowed to discuss what's legal, at least in our countries. Now, you face the problem of the different legislations in different countries. You know, in Canada, they are going hard on anti-Semitism recently. Changes of the hate speech law to make sure that it includes denial of the Holocaust, for example. Okay, then Europe will make its own rules, and Europe's rule will be quite severe. So how does Twitter handle this differentiation? It operates in all these countries in a way. Democrats hold slight edge in Senate races heading into final week before the midterms. I don't know why they conclude this, because on Real Clear Politics, the sum of all the election polls seem to indicate a slightly favorable to the Republicans. I think that there's just been a single poll that kind of stood out and advantaged the Democrat. But in general, I believe the outlook is relatively positive for the Republicans. I believe that in Pennsylvania, for example, the performance of Fetterman in the debate was horrible. I believe there is a lot of frustration in the population on the affordability of things. And so this should advantage the Republicans, but I don't think it's going to be easy for the Republicans. And it should be. It should be absolutely easy, but it isn't. We are still at the border of maybe the Democrats will win. Ladazal says, current apnea world record is 24:37. Wow. Okay, 24:37 is quite impressive. Now, I would suspect that there were some special strategies used for this, because this seems to be totally out of bounds. I would be not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised that basically this guy went unconscious. That this guy can decide to be unconscious, basically. Go away, says JF. I've liquidated all my BTC to bet on Republican win in the midterms. Well, you are physically insane. Go away. You have an issue. Go see the doctor. I think you're trolling anyway. That must not be true. If you've done this, you are a dangerous person to yourself and to your own wealth. Pelosi attacker charged with assault, attempted kidnapping, intended to kneecap Nancy if she lied. Oh my god, this story keeps... okay, the guy in apnea was on per O2 for 30 minutes. He packed himself up with oxygen. Holy shit. Yeah, because that's a special feature of respiration, and I know much about this because I was specifically studying this in my PhD thesis, precisely the changes of respiration that occur for the purpose of increase the physical activity. And you can breathe 100% oxygen. The oxygen that is around us is not 100% at all. What's the percentage in air? Is it something like 8%, I think? Oxygen percentage in air. Ah, 21% oxygen. Okay, so it's 21%, but you can breathe 100% oxygen and it's going to be fine. You're just going to have a little more saturation of oxygen in your body, but if you do it for 30 minutes, I guess that this guy was super saturated. Like, well, that is quite impressive. So what do we learn? There's big conflicts in this story. There has been claims that they were found without their clothes on. The police is now saying they were found with their clothes on. The police on the dispatch CB is saying that the reporting person, Pelosi, says that the guy is named David and that he's a friend. And now there's claims that he wasn't a friend. Well, how do you get this misunderstanding? Was it a misunderstanding of the dispatch, of the 911 person receiving the call? I don't know. But now they're saying that they found... I mean, this is too perfect. It sounds too perfect. They found a backpack, a journal, a roll of tape, a hammer, a pair of gloves, and white rope. Why is it always the freaking tie wraps and white rope or roll of tape that gives it up, that reveals, oh, this was an attempt at kidnapping, obviously. Just like on January 6th when they took this picture of a guy who had these tie wraps, and it was, oh my god, they were planning to... It's always the tie wraps with Nancy Pelosi, always. It's like the criminals who are going after Nancy Pelosi, they don't have much imagination. They always go back to the tie wraps. I don't know. It sounds so perfect. It's like, was this really from De Pape? I'd like to know. Was this smuggled in to justify something against him? I have no idea, but I can't figure out what this story really is about and to who's lying to us and just how much we're being lied to. Cowbot says, a friend, then not a friend, in their underpants, then fully clothed, SMH. Yes, and now we have the tie wraps, the classical... Well, in this case, it's a white rope, but a white rope, a backpack, a roll of tape. Holy shit. Patriots.win says, yes, we threatened your livelihoods and broke your children's mind. Why can't we just move on? The Atlantic, this is amazing because I predicted this. I predicted this, and I predicted this kind of subtly, but they're doing it totally explicitly. I said, eventually, the left is going to demand that we move on from the pandemic, and they're going to want to start acting like nothing happened, like the most serious rights violation in the history of anyone alive now, or most people alive now, where I've not seen rights violation like this since 1984. And I'm born in 1984. I have never seen people being denied business rights, medical rights, consent rights, information rights, access rights, traveling rights. We have not seen this kind of oppression ever. For those who are my age or even older people, there has never been as much of a violation of rights. And now they want to declare a pandemic amnesty. So you want to be forgiven for your breach of rights? You want to be forgiven for the oppression that you imposed on us for 2 years? We need to forgive one another for what we did and said when we were in the dark about COVID. Oh my God. Do we have the... Is there a no meme? I know that there's a yes meme, but I would tell this woman, no. We will never forget, never forgive, says Blacksmith Waffen. I agree. Never forget because it's going to come back in 5 to 10 years. There's going to be another pandemic. They're going to do exactly the same thing. So no, never forget, never forgive. We know what kind of crazy fucks you guys are. You are people who don't really believe in the principles of our nations. Ariel Suarez says, no, Emily, there is no forgiveness. Amazing Halloween costume, I have to say. Amazing Halloween costume here by little girl. She is dressed as a little girl being unconsensually kissed by a ghost of Joe Biden. Oh my God. And she has a t-shirt that says, quit sniffing me, ya twit. Beautiful Halloween costume. I think it's the best this year. The meme says she wins Halloween. That is funny. That is freaking funny. And she's trying to make the face that all these little girls are, they're all doing the same face. She's like, Musk denies NYT report over snap layoffs to avoid paying stock grants. So yesterday I was talking about the speculations that Elon Musk would fire people before he has to reward them with stock grants. But Elon Musk says this is false. So there must be something wrong with this reporting that I was passing on. Elon Musk says this is false. I don't know though what is false. By the way, in Brazil there has been an election. Bolsonaro has lost according to the official channels. Bolsonaro has not spoken publicly since then, but he is expected to soon break his silence, and that would determine whether he's conceding the election or whether he believes that some wrong stuff has been happening and he's contesting the results. But he's been staying silent since this event, and there are Brazilian journalists who are posting videos of apparently Bolsonaro supporters getting killed on the street. So there's basically a state of quasi-civil war developing in Brazil. I've looked at the video. I mean, there are people bleeding and dying on the ground. I don't know what that means because I don't speak whatever the language they speak there. Portuguese, whatever. But there are people being mob assassinated. Puzim says, very surprising in Brazil. That is a good one, Puzim. I think it's sarcasm. I think it's sarcasm. Very surprising. Murders in Brazil. So what happened is that there's a northern part of Brazil that is more multicultural. multi-ethnic, and they voted for the opponent of Bolsonaro, who is a criminal who's out of jail and who's a communist, apparently. At least that's how the right-wing media is covering him. And he got 50.6%, so just above the threshold to win. Bolsonaro was supported by the white part of Brazil, mostly in the south. And now we have these images of Bolsonaro supporters being murdered. I've seen also images of people blocking highways, putting tires on fire. And there seems to be a general state of anarchy right now in Brazil. We'll be following the situation, but that's all I know at the moment. Justice Thomas rejects lawyers' rationale for using race in admissions. I don't put much stock in this. He doesn't put much stock in the argument for affirmative action. Because it's basically right now, we are making a very major decision in the Supreme Court around something that the Supreme Court has previously allowed, which is universities can be racist. As long as they're racist against white people and Asians, it's fine. Now, the universities have classically argued, well, look, we know that discrimination is illegal, but this is not discrimination. This is just us ensuring that we have diversity in our universities. And their argument is quite vicious. And Clarence Thomas is totally destroying them live in court. During arguments involving admission policies at the UNC, Thomas asked State Solicitor General Ryan Park to describe the educational benefit to including race as a factor in college admissions. Park responded that in studies involving stock trading results, racially diverse groups of people perform at a higher level. Oh my God, exactly the kind of studies that the bread tubers will quote. And it's like, I don't know of any billionaire who has become a billionaire by hiring teams of diverse traders. Literally, that is not how you become a billionaire. So these studies must have missed something. They've looked at teams that weren't perfectly equal on other aspects, and they wanted to find the conclusion that racially diverse groups of people are more performant. The mechanism there is that it reduces groupthink and that people have longer and more sustained disagreement, and that leads to a more efficient outcome. Bullshit. Diversity in the workplace leads to more sustained disagreement and diversity of thought, and it leads to a more efficient outcome. Bullshit. That this is what you want to reproduce in universities? I can't even speak in a university at this point. You take position for something like Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump, you can't enter a university anymore. Don't you come and tell me that you're looking to diversify cognitive disagreement in universities. You're not going for this at all. Clarence Thomas responded, I guess I don't put much stock in that because I've heard similar arguments in favor of segregation too. If your goal is distinction for the purpose of disagreement, then segregate. You're going to create much more difference. You're going to create much more disagreement. And so Clarence Thomas has the right view of this. And I don't know if the Supreme Court justices will have the ball to do this. But we have to start talking about anti-white and anti-Asian discrimination. And they could sign an opinion very soon that will cement this idea that in America, when you have a protection against discrimination, it's also a protection for white people. And therefore, you cannot say that you want to increase your black community component because it's racism against white people. I would love if they had the balls to do this. I don't know, though. Aquanaut says, a while ago, JF, you mentioned a Zero Hedge article with a Russian leader inviting white U.S. populations to Siberia. Would you now consider it an actually good idea, considering your advice to flee to places of cold weather? I don't remember this article at all. I certainly have never advocated for people moving to Siberia. Although it's fun and it's interesting. And at one point in our history, it might be the only destination. But I don't think it's desirable right now. If you were to do this a few years ago, you might be conscripted in the current Ukraine war. If you had become a Russian citizen, you might be conscripted to the current Ukraine war. So there is a disadvantage at being in a relatively authoritarian country. And I don't think you would benefit from all opportunities if you were in Russia. All opportunities of a free market and of free speech. So no, I don't think it's a desirable place to head right now. Although with some changes to Russia, and or if you really don't have much choices, it's not crazy to go there either. You may find yourself a happy place for you there. But right now, it's to me, there are better choices. Paul Pedosi, attack suspect David DePape had list of other people to target. So those are claims. I haven't seen the list, but those are claims reported by CBS News. I think that those kind of investigative claims have been so unreliable the last few days, the last few weeks, that I would hesitate at believing this just based on the claim. Show me the evidence. People are talking a lot about Andrew Tate converting as a Muslim. He is seen in a mosque in this video, praying, whatever. I don't have a strong opinion because I don't care all that much about Andrew Tate. I think it's a good fight that he's leading if he's fighting for men's rights. But I think he even has an issue using these words. He would rather use the word men's mental health, which poses us as a victim already, a victim of nature. And a dysfunctional being, and it already starts the anti-male crap. So I don't think he's a particularly important individual in his thoughts. I think the Muslim religion will perfectly fit this guy, honestly, because he's always had this annoying mouth movement to him. His way of speaking has always felt like instant aggression to me. And somehow I think that this personality of yelling at your face and kind of being rude, I think it's going to fit well with his new, among his new group of religious friends. Now, should we convert to Islam? No. I think we should ally with Islam at times where Islam helps us combat the degeneracy of modern society. I think Islam people, being socially conservative and family oriented, are a good inspiration for white people, and that we should team up with them when we can lead local fights with them that would allow us to push back on stuff like gender bending, as they call it on Fox News. But other than this, I don't think that the Muslim religion adhering to it is a desirable end for white people. Aquanote says, Jeff, my mistake on the source. It wasn't Zero Hedge. It was RT that posted a statement from a Russian minister parliament. Okay. White Americans could flee to Siberia. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm an old man, so I may forget things, but I don't have this article in my memory. I don't remember talking about this article, but thanks for sending it. Much of Ukrainian capital without power and water after new Russian airstrikes. So the airstrikes of Russia are continuing, direct hits on 18 different sites, most of them related to supply of energy. So power is cut across several regions. Here's a result of these strikes. So presumably, since there's so much smoke, you would think that this was, there was some kind of fuel burning. Perhaps it was a, could be a natural gas or whatever, a generator using some kind of fossil fuel. So it seems that there will be less and less electricity on the side of Ukraine. And we learned that Zelensky, you know, I had detected this in Zelensky. This guy is impolite. This guy is treating America like its bitch. And it seems that Biden felt it too. Biden shouted at Ukraine's Zelensky during tense aid phone call. Zelensky reportedly wasn't showing enough gratitude for US assistance. So basically, he was on a call with Joe Biden. Joe Biden was announcing to him that he was getting another billion, you know, on top of all the billions that he had already been getting. And he was answering, okay, but we need also this, and we need this, and we need that. And Biden was like, shut the fuck up. We're already giving you plenty of money. So Biden was pissed. And it's true, Zelensky is, this guy has a problem in terms of just being respectful. Like, you are currently being maintained alive by America. So shut the fuck up. We should give you much less help than this. You're very lucky to get what you have. Purple Tuna says, JF, will you bring TRP to the attention of Putin? Yes, and I will do it right away. Vladimir, read this book. Very important. I think it's a way Russia can distinguish itself from the rest of the world. Going forward in the next couple hundred years, I think that Russia could be a place of continued human existence in a world that starts being tempted with genetic editing. And you could pull the best card here from the pack by doing so. And eventually you'd be a destination for all the quality DNA-based human beings on Earth. They would converge toward Russia to have a free existence there away from the genetically modified. JP Morgan Chase is constantly attending to these CISA, Cybersecurity Advisory Committee, for these government courses and meetings around controlling information. So people were asking, is JP Morgan planning to take over the banking industry and eventually start denying flows of money to regime dissidents? I'm afraid that this is what's happening. Elon Musk accuses Twitter board of deliberately hiding evidence from court. Stay tuned. Very interesting. Elon Musk tweeted, now Elon Musk has access to all of the records that they haven't deleted before fleeing. And this could be beautiful. Elon Musk could be exposing so much. It's going to be fascinating in the coming months as we see perhaps some emails coming from the government asking, can you ban this guy? Can you? This could be so beautiful. He was saying Wachell and Twitter board deliberately hid this evidence from the court. Stay tuned, more to come. So this was an internal employee, Yoel Roth, saying, but also, if Amir continues to BS me, my escalation route is Amir's OKRs are entirely based on fraudulent metric, and he doesn't care and may actively be trying to hide the ball. Literally, we're doing what Elon is accusing us of doing. So while Elon was out there on the public space saying Twitter is fraudulently presenting their statistics on bots, there were people inside Twitter saying, guys, we have to stop doing this. Elon is right. We are defrauding people. We are lying to the SEC. We are lying to the court. Holy shit, this could amazingly, the case in court that's already opened could be an occasion for Elon Musk to recuperate some money. Imagine that now he's bought Twitter. Imagine he goes to the judge and says, look, I've done my part of the contract, but now I've been hurt. I've been hurt because I was pressured to buy quick. We couldn't address those lies from Twitter. And they have committed contempt of court because they were supposed to give you all the evidence that's relevant. And obviously this piece of evidence would be relevant. So I'm going to make a bet here. I think that Elon could recuperate maybe a couple billions, or maybe a billion, or maybe a few hundred millions if he pushes this in court against the old regime that had taken over Twitter. Now, the reason it would be harder, however, is will he have paid already? Because if he has paid already, these people will just flee with the money. But perhaps if he acts very quick in court, he could get the judge to decide that these individuals who have committed this fraud shall not be paid for their stocks. Like he could say, all right, Elon, you have to buy the stocks of everyone except this guy who committed contempt of court. Now it's a long reach. I think it's not even going to be in the interest of Elon Musk to push this, because Elon Musk is a doer. I don't think he likes spending time in court and getting justice. But that would be a beautiful ending. Go away, says Jeff. Where's the money going to come from? Your average Twitter shareholder is not involved in the fraud and has probably already spent the money. No, but the thing is, if Elon Musk acts in court right now, he could put a stay on his obligation to pay for certain stockholders. And I'm sure that the people of the board of directors and the people who are in the management of Twitter, they must have Twitter stocks. So yes, there could be millions of Twitter stock in there that he could put on hold. That would be a beautiful outcome, but it's a long reach, and most likely it's not in the financial interest of Elon to do this, because it's going to have massive legal costs, and it's going to be long to get any form of reimbursement. Daryl Brooks removed after exploding a judge over a shock device. So there was a paper that was the search warrant that was under seal. And Daryl Brooks is now complaining today against the judge because this paper was indicating that he could be given a shock with an electric device, a taser, basically, if he doesn't comply. And he says, you sealed this, you didn't show it to the jury.
I had a chair right here. Everybody that came in this courtroom seen that I had a chair right here, even though I had no counsel. What is the reason for me to have a chair right here? Right,
Mr. Brooks, any further interruptions will result in you being removed to the other courtroom, okay, because you're not letting move on to scheduling.
Is it civil contempt or criminal contempt?
All right, one more interruption and you will go to the other courtroom.
Well, they need to know that.
Stop.
They need to know that. They need to know the truth.
I'm going to ask the state some questions. If you interrupt when I do that, you will be removed to the other courtroom.
Okay, remove me then.
All right, attorney. Attorney Basie.
It's not going to stop the fact that they need to know that
he's shocked. He's interrupted. I'm sorry, everyone. We'll have to clear the courtroom. He will be removed to the other courtroom. I'll make the appropriate findings.
Tell the truth, though, Your Honor. Tell the truth. I had a shock device on my ankle.
All right, so a very...
This guy is so weird. He keeps complaining. I think that he's in such a mood that his goal is to hurt society, and I think at this point he's like, the more I can consume their time, their effort, their emotional like the emotional state of the judge, the more I can make it costly for them, the more he will. There was a black woman just jumping onto a young child who was singing. You know, sometimes a young child sing and it's not perfectly in harmony. I'm gonna rewind a little bit just so you see. So the child is singing. Grandma just pops up, starts hitting the child. I think she felt that the child may be too effeminate in his singing, because look at his singing, it's a little effeminate, so perhaps it is a ultimate anti-LGBT reaction by the grandma. She felt it as an aggression. I mean, there is some amount of singing that is a violation of the NAP, technically, from just a libertarian perspective. If you sing too strong, well, the child seems to be safe, so everything is good. She has been put under control. Elon Musk is saying, if I had a dollar for every time someone asked me if Trump is coming back on this platform, Twitter would be minting money. So everyone wants to know, is Trump going to come back? I think that Elon Musk first wants to make his changes to the Twitter platform so that it's like the way he intended, and then perhaps there will be unbannings. Brazil Bolsonaro expected to break silence after the Lula victory. So again, they were reporting that he's expected to break silence, but I don't know if he's spoken publicly since then. That was more than an hour ago. But it's amazing to see the whole American left, if you will, the American elite, the Bill Clintons of this world. Warm congratulations to Lula official for his victory in Brazil's free and fair presidential election. The people of Brazil should be proud of their credible, peaceful election process. It's like, that sounds a little bizarre. You wouldn't say this for a Canadian election. So somehow you're trying to push the idea that it was fair. It was fair, guys. This was so fair. Holy shit. What a fair election. And this feels awkward. It seems to me that if you insist that much, there is some question to be asked here. Epistemic relativism says, Jeff, it is not effeminate. It is just soul singing, thinking Boys to Men, Jodeci, and many more. Yeah, but is the grandma aware of this? Because given her age, she, you know, the last thing she heard could be Johnny Be Good. You just don't know. Maybe she's not followed the developments in the soul singing. Truth Cops leaked documents outline DHS's plans to police disinformation. The Department of Homeland Security is quietly broadening its efforts to curb free speech. Speech that it considers dangerous, an investigation by The Intercept has found. Years of internal DHS memos, emails, and documents illustrate an expensive effort by the agency to influence tech platforms. Absolutely disgusting. There shouldn't be a single email between these people and platforms of speech on the internet. There is no legitimate relationship that can happen there. What else do we have? That is it for tonight. I think I've went through all of the news item I wanted to cover. Vivek says, Purple Tuna, didn't you hear the angle that her husband was a homo and the guy was there as a prostitute? I mean, it's still it's a possibility. It's been a viable hypothesis. Now, Fox News, actually today, Fox News retracted the claim. It was a small Fox News station, one of these local Fox News stations. They were the original source that was claiming that there was some underwear involved, that either one or two of them were in underwear. They have retracted this today. So I don't know, is it the Hillary kill count making its persuasive effect? Or is it that it was really poorly reported to begin with? They say that they have now spoken to other sources who said that no, they weren't in underwear. Maybe someone falsely reported this originally. But yeah, very bizarre, this whole David DePape story. Why don't we just interview the guy? Why isn't this guy being talked to by policemen, and the police could come to us and say, here's what he told us? Because ultimately, I'd like to hear David DePape. What is his perspective on all this event here? Will Stein says, one thing that stuck with me from the last debate, oh, he's on Discord saying this, was when JF talked about love and reproduction. I always viewed it in a selfish way, but JF pointed a different way to view it, that you want to reproduce the other person's genes as well. Yes, that is, you are as much reproducing the genes of your partner as you are those of yourself. And that is the great beauty of sexual reproduction. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love, and I will see you all tomorrow. Thank you.